Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, everybody. We are here for a quick update episode. You guys have been asking and knocking on our virtual door and saying, give us an update on the damn side hustles. So that's what we're going to do. If you missed it, there's a couple episodes back, like a few months ago, where we talked about the introduction of some side hustles for us because, you know, why not add more stuff to our plate? But that goes a little bit deeper into why we even started other businesses and kind of explains like really what's all going on. But this is an update on, do they still exist? How's it going? What new, Abby?
What new? Well, I am surprised and pleased and excited with how quickly, at least mine has grown. I don't know about you, but...
Well, I think it's cool, and what people might not get is that when you grow your particular business, it also grows my other side hustle. Yeah. But in particular, we're going to be talking about oils for Abby and painting for me.
Yes. But just so everyone's aware, the essential oils company I started is an MLM-based business, and Emily is an upline from me. So my success equals Emily's success, which has been really cool. So my team has grown really quickly. I officially started in July, and right now am at 92 downline members. For the people who are like, I don't even know what an MLM-based business is, a quick rundown. It is a multi-level marketing company. So I'm essentially a direct seller. I sell essential oils and the products that go along with Young Living, but I also am building a team, and I benefit from my team doing well and from them doing it too, from them growing their own downline and from them selling. And so I've been really excited about it because at first it was mostly me. I was mostly the one signing people up, mostly the one getting people started and excited about it. And then the tail end of November into December, it was like a skyrocket. And my team really started taking it seriously and really figuring out their holding and how they could make it happen. And in December, I did what I think is pretty rare from what I understand in the Young Living world. And I hit silver in one, which what that means is I essentially went from one rank to the next in 1 month. And it's a pretty cool rank because for silver, for a lot of people, it can replace a job. It can bring in enough income to have that be your only thing. And I don't, obviously, I wasn't doing it for the money necessarily. I just needed something to really ground me and get me re-excited about being creative. And I'd lost touch with a lot of the hands-on work that I was doing in TCC a couple of years ago. And now I get to do it all over again, and I get to be in charge of every aspect of my business. And I officially brought on my husband. So he is my partner in this, which is really cool. And so we've been doing it together, and I'm pumped about where it's going. I have big dreams of being at a very high rank. I'm hoping to be either platinum or diamond by the end of 2018, which would mean freedom, We already make enough money to support our families, which is incredible. But the ticket to us building our dream house sooner.
And I think for both of us, it helps to start be the ticket of replacing our partner's income, because we both want to have them not necessarily home with us, but not in corporate America where they're like tied to that type of schedule. But we also both like our lifestyles. And so I think giving up that extra income, like, it's hard to think about. It's doable, 100% doable, because we've definitely made less than what we're making now before, but it's hard. And so I think it's a great thing to start to replace that month over month for both of us to start to see that happening a lot sooner with even less of kind of like a sting to the pocketbook when it does happen.
Totally. So I'll talk about it more, but if you have any interest in essential oils, Emily and I both started a community and we have people joining all the time. So if you want to learn more, or you're like, what the heck are these girls up to? You can go to simplyhomekc.com/community and it'll take you to our Facebook group. We have almost 300 babes in there and a few dudes, and it's been really cool. So
yeah, I think it's a really nice safe spot to ask about how to use oils. And even if you're on another team or use different oils, like, we're going to let you in. It's fine. But specifically, we also mentor a lot of business builders in there, and Abby's doing a phenomenal job with her team. You get the benefits of everything by hanging out with us, and we're learning a lot as we go about using them as well, and replacing toxins and helping some issues with all the things in the bodies with natural stuff.
Well, I mostly just want to hear your reaction live on the podcast about this, but that's been circulating recently, and you just Google it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. Is how to rid your body of parasites. Oh my gosh, you guys. Things that have been coming up and coming out of people's bodies.
No.
It's like a whole
new one. Do they show pictures?
Yes.
Nope. That's why I'm not in it. I cannot. Nope. Moving on. Okay. So the art world has been a phenomenal one. I literally break all of my rules, my own rules as a business owner and as a mentor, when I'm kind of talking about this side hustle, because truly, I wanted my hands on something, and I wanted to control something, and I wanted to be, you know, the boss of something and be the only boss of something for once in almost 3 years. But I also didn't want it to become a job, because I didn't want it to lose the lure of it's a creative outlet for me. So I am seriously at the point where I am just wanting to pay for my art supplies and break even. And I'm at that point, which is great. And I'm wanting to explore partnerships and do fun things and kind of explore that nerdy artsy side of myself. I would love to do some gallery openings and love to have some of my stuff pop up in West Elm and try different things on for size, literally. And I can say this wholeheartedly, just for funsies, not that I'm going to do it for free, because F that, but for fun money and to help pay back some of the things, and to just if you can get paid to do a hobby, why not? Right. And so I did put up an Etsy shop. So if you guys do want to go check out my artwork, you can go to emilysays.com/shop. Thank you, Abby, for beautifying my homepage and my website and getting all of the things clickable and amazing. And thank you, Megan Stone from Sweet Chubby Cheeks, is continuing to help me optimize my Etsy shop and make sure that people can even find it on Etsy. So I appreciate that. I've learned a lot about not necessarily how Etsy works, because she's doing a lot of that for me, but A, their dashboard and their analytics are hell of a lot better than they used to be when we used to have Etsy shops way back in the day. You can actually learn some stuff from it now. And so what's interesting to me is that a ton of my traffic, most of it, comes from Instagram. And so I think you guys might find that hilarious, because I have dogged on Instagram for so long this past year about how it hasn't been a key player for our business anymore here at TCC, and how we've kind of put it on the back burner and whatever.
And I don't know if it's true. Like, I know we say that, but I think it's, I think, right? It's literally because it hasn't been where our attention has been.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, if you think about where do you talk about painting, like, 98%
of the time. Only Instagram. Yeah. 58% of my visits come from Instagram. And so it's just interesting to me, but I'm loving that. I'm loving sharing some of that story on Instagram and being more personable. I think for the Instagram at TCC, it was a conversation for a long time of like, do we say that it's Abby talking? Do we say that it's me talking? Like, who tells the story? And it, when you say I, like, is that confusing? So I think you get into some kind of like unclear waters when you have a partnership and when you share an Instagram. But when it's mine, I, like, it's very clear who it is. And so it's easier for me to kind of storytell on there. So anyways, I've had a lot of fun. I'm not going to announce who it's with yet because it's not public yet. And I don't want to do it without talking to the other person. But I am excited about a new collaboration that my art is going to be doing in the new year. I'm working with a product-based business here in Kansas City to make something beautiful for her business and her customers. So I can't wait to see that come to life. I'm also working with a cousin of mine, which is hilarious, who like came out of the woodworks quite literally. When you get my joke later, he's like a
he's a woodworker.
He's a woodworker, guys.
She and thinks so he's so funny.
He makes things, and so he reached out to me on Instagram and was like, "Hey, if you're ever wanting like custom frames or you know something to hang your prints on, I would love to work with you and help make something." And heck yes! So I'm actually going to head down. He's in Sedalia, and so I'm going to head down there hopefully this month, and we're going to kind of like mesh our brains together and make something fun and beautiful and natural and ready to hang for some of my art pieces. So I'm excited about just like getting my hands dirty again.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to.
I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
I think the thing that it's really kind of brought out in me was like kind of getting a lay of the land again. Like I felt like I was getting a little far away from...
Like what does a new business feel like?
Yeah. And girl, I've had all the anxiety and the like emotions and the, you know, the patterns of staying up way too late, trying to learn all the things. Like it all came flooding back like it was...
Like, everything I do is crap. And then, like, oh my God, I'm the best person in the world.
It's just so funny. But I will say, I do think it's a testament to why, and I mean, part of its intent, like, I'm all about, like, sure, like, I honestly think the oils business could end up being bigger than TCC, which is crazy to me. Not that that's where my emphasis will be necessarily. I don't know. Who knows? But
who knows where life will take us.
But I don't know where I was going with that. I was going to say some. Oh, because MLMs, or specifically the company that we're working with, they have so much of the things a small business needs to be successful already done for you.
Yes.
That, like, my growth has been a lot quicker than Emily's. And obviously, I think Emily has kind of purposely stunted her growth a couple of times because she doesn't want it to get too big, which is awesome. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But like, there's already a product. Like, I don't have to invent the thing and make the thing and produce the thing and do all the research. Like, it's already done. Like, and the science behind it's already done. And like, a lot of, I mean, there's a ton of marketing materials, but I can like take something that exists and modify it with my own brand or like thought process. And I don't have to do that legwork, which I didn't realize how much of those first 2 years was actually spent on the things that by being in an MLM, like was already done for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel like I skipped a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I love that, especially with what the oil community does for us, it's a perfect extension to our current audience. We're all about like, you know, getting you in a great place in a lot of places, in your mind and your body and all of those awesome things that make you a whole human, right? It's not just about like hustle, hustle, hustle strategy. Like there's some shit we all deal with. And so I think what better way to empower people than with something that's affecting and changing our own lives and like being beneficial to our health and our wellness and our pocketbook? Like, why would we not want to share that?
Well, and I think it's brought some things that I was avoiding in my life to like the forefront. So I'm all about taking business seriously and working that like crazy, but my health has been all over the place, and specifically my weight and exercise, like it just, you know, it makes me sad. I kind of wish I didn't, but I have an app that like is connected to my scale because I have a smart scale. Don't know why I did that. Bad idea.
No, I don't even own a scale. Get that shit out of here.
Nonetheless, there's this chart, let me tell you, and you can see like the moment I started working from home, like it's just this uphill, uphill, uphill. Like, of course, there's dips and valleys and all that, but it's a lot. And it, you know, it makes me sad because I was really, really active before I started working from home. And then it's so easy to just walk 10 steps to your office and never leave. So I think it's kicked me in the booty to... That was a huge part of my past, and I've been ignoring it. And so back to the gym I go. Back to the gym I go. Back to really thinking about the foods I'm putting in my body and the products I have in my house and all of that. And we are on week one, so I'm not going to go into
Let's calm down, everybody.
Like, I don't have, like, this massive story to tell you. But if you need something to give you a wake-up call.
Technically, we're in week two, so.
I know, but I don't think I started till this week.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. No. Yeah, but that was a quick and dirty update to the things that are happening on the side over here. I foresee, like, me saying yes to just different opportunities. Like, a couple of people have been asking on Instagram about like a painting class, which is something that I've talked to you about too. So it's really awesome that people are asking about that now. I would love to do some sort of in-person thing with painting. Mm-hmm. I would love to get into some shops just to say that I did and that I could and like kind of feel like a proud artist that the stuff is there and then continue blowing people's minds with oils and having those conversations and, you know, if we can impact anyone's health in a good way or confidence in a good way or skin, you know, anything, right? I think that's pretty empowering.
Well, I think it's cool because I feel like it's a natural extension of what I already do. Like, I'm not, like, I'm teaching them the same principles, but in this very specific niche or whatever.
Right.
And so because of that, I've been able to take on a bunch of people that I'm personally mentoring and I have this really strong relationship with, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, I think so often we put these things, we call them on the side, but you have to believe in yourself and you have to know what you want out of it. And, you know, for me, I want it to explode. I want it to be just as big as TCC, maybe bigger someday. Who knows? But I've been really proud of our growth. We are in the top 80 fastest growing teams in the company. And, you know, that's not something to snuff at. Like,
no,
we worked our booty off and I'm so happy that I get to take Emily along with the ride and do it together, but not together.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting way, which was a deliberate decision, guys, by the way, like together because we're on the same team, but not together because like, it's like her and Jared's thing.
Yeah.
Messaging and whatevs.
Yeah.
But cool.
Yeah.
So if you want to get to hang out with us.
Yeah, let's talk about
in
all
that
the,
kind of
let's
way.
Let's talk about all the places really quick. So simplyhomekc.com, there's some info about what all that stuff is and what it means and everything. But you can join the community at simplyhomekc/community. And I would love, because it makes me sad how little my Instagram is, which I feel like a new business owner. So it's funny, but it's Abigail Says on Instagram. So come hang out with me. And Emily, what about you?
Yeah. So you can go read the blog. You can go check out the shop at emilysays.com. There's the blog link and the shop link, emilysays.com/shop. Or you can try to find me on Etsy at Emily Says, just one word. It does come up. So you can go straight there. Instagram at Emily Says. I share a lot of the work in progress pieces, some finished pieces of Penelope, of coffee, of plants, of all of those things.
Oh, I've been sharing like all the Instant Pot recipes lately.
Yeah. Your Instapot.
Instant Pot? I always say it wrong. I want to say it like Instagram, but it's Instant Pot.
Instant Pot.
Okay, anyway, side note.
Yeah, no. Follow her stories for Instant Pot recipes. And what else do we have going on? You did some fun boomerangs on the bicycle at Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I've done that twice now.
I have worked out three times this entire year.
I'm so proud.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Me too. Like, thank you.
I don't think you guys realize how little Emily does.
I don't think anyone realizes how lazy I am. Like in the grand scheme of things?
Like, I think most people would punch her in the face because honestly, when she gets stressed out, she gets skinnier. Like, what the hell? And she eats like shit too. Like,
I do eat like shit. Like for a holiday party yesterday, I had a half a bag of white cheddar Cheetos.
We all hate you. It's fine. Size two and white cheddar Cheetos. Like, really?
I'm sorry. No one wants my levels of stress, so you can take that. That'd be great. Working on it, though. actively working on it.
What workouts are you doing at the place?
Yeah, so the place I joined is called Fusion Fitness, and it has a bunch of different types of classes, which I needed because I get bored really easily. I cannot do anything at a regular gym because I'm not self-motivated, like as we just talked about. I need someone to kindly yell at me. So I don't need like a drill sergeant because I will punch you in the face. But I also can't just do like calm woo-woo yoga either because I'll fall asleep. So I needed to find that middle ground. And honestly, this place is awesome. So they have bar classes, cardio, yoga. There's like a bikini boot camp or what the fuck ever that's all about.
I'm assuming you haven't been to that.
No. They have a cycling class, which I'm never going to do, which is, I can talk about why if you guys really want to hear about it.
I love bicycling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but bicycling and cycling classes or spin classes are two different things.
True.
Like I could get on the bicycle at the gym and like get some cardio and be good. But spin classes, you will never catch me in ever. Okay. And so they're super fun. And the women who teach them, so it's an all women studio. The music is great. Super, super inappropriate songs that they play, which make me feel really good about life. And they like on the one hand where they're like, don't quit. You can do it. You're beautiful and your body deserves this. And let's make you a kinder person, but don't stop. Like it's this like perfect balance of like a drill sergeant coach. And I love it.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah.
And so for those of you who don't know, my mom is currently staying with us because she sold her house in Tulsa and is living in Kansas City and house hunting. And I made her come. So I made her get the membership and she's come to every workout because I also like I need all of their reasons to go to a place. So I drag her along with me and it's super fun. We get to hang out and sweat and work out and it's great.
I'm meeting with the trainer tonight.
Nice. Yes.
I
bought a $80 yoga mat.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I forgot to tell you this. So, you know, the cute yoga mats you get at Target, yeah. Right? They have them everywhere. They have the cute patterns on them. They're like $12, right? So that's all I've had because I don't work out. So why not get an adorable yoga mat? So I took it to my very first class and the workout was so intense. I literally shredded a hole in my yoga mat.
That's fun.
Like my tennis shoes ate it up. It like shed all over the studio floor.
Why were you wearing tennis shoes doing yoga?
It wasn't a yoga class. It was a cardio class, but you do stuff on the studio floor. So have you do your yoga mat, but they're like running planks and like step up and do this bullshit and step down and do this bullshit. So it's just a lot of like tennis shoe action. I rubbed a literal hole in my yoga mat. And so I started searching the difference between like cheap yoga mats and expensive yoga mats. Did you know that yoga mats can go up to like $160?
I mean, I'm not surprised.
The one at that like Lula place.
Uh-huh. Lululemon.
Yeah. They're like $160. And so I was like, okay, let's dial it back a little bit. I don't even know if I'm going to keep working out after this trial period, right? So I was, of course, on Amazon. And so the difference you have to look for is called a fitness mat instead of a yoga mat. And it's like a certain amount of rubber per some other type of material. And if it's a durable fitness mat, then you're not going to rub a hole in it. But they're expensive still. So it's $80, but it came in and it is amazing. I used it for the first time to work out 2 days ago. And it's awesome. I don't think I'm going to shred a hole in it.
Well, people have made fun of my yoga mat before because it's like old lady thick.
Is it 7 inches
no,
thick?
No, it's not that thick.
I used to have one like that.
It's probably 3/4 of an inch easily. But yeah. I have a bony butt. So
yeah,
I don't like laying on the floor.
No, I can't. My lower back really hurts when I lay on the floor. My hips really hurt. I have the bones of like a 73-year-old woman. It's just...
Wait until you are 73.
I think I'm going to crumble to pieces. I don't even think my bones are fragile. I think I just don't have like whatever the material is in between bones.
Cartilage.
I don't have that. My whole body is lacking of cartilage.
It's really dangerous.
I know. Can you take a cartilage vitamin?
No, they can do like injections.
Oh, I don't want that.
I'm trying to remember what animal it was made of, but my father-in-law used to get these injections. I think it was, you know, like roosters, how they have the little cock on their head.
No, no,
the little made of that. And knees. Anyway, I could be totally making this up. I'm not sure. It was definitely an animal rubbery thing.
It's probably the goblet of a turkey.
I don't know. This episode. Oh my God.
Really got away from us, this one. So anyway, I hope that was motivating for you guys.
So get fit, eat healthy, take care of your body, and paint a little bit.
That's all we're saying. I don't feel like we're asking much.
And make a shit ton of money.
But do it with us.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. All right. Well, if you have any lingering questions from all that we just shared, feel free to reach out at thinkcreativecollective.com/community.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind-the-scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love this show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.